You're listening to the Full Circle Weekly News, news of the open source community presented by Full Circle Magazine. These articles are compiled by Eric the Unready. I'm your host, Moss Bliss. This is episode 460, covering week 15, April 6th to 12th, 2026. Valve has published its March report analyzing the preference of Steam game delivery service users. The share of active Steam users using the Linux platform has reached 5.33%, which is twice the figure reported in the previous month. Given that Steam has an estimated 132 million active users, 5.33% equates to approximately 7 million users. March statistics from the Boiling Steam Project, compiled using data from ProtonDB, demonstrate a significant increase in the popularity of Bazite and CacheOS distributions since last year. In March, CacheOS took the top spot among Linux distributions used by gamers with a 21.1% share, displacing Arch Linux, which had held the top spot since 2021. Bazite's shares reached 9.5%, placing it fourth. The UUtils CoreUtils 0.8.0 project, a development project for the GNU CoreUtils package written in Rust, has been released. CoreUtils includes over 100 utilities, including sort, cat, chmod, chown, chroot, cp, date, dd, echo, hostname, id, ln, and ls. The project's goal is to create a cross-platform alternative to CoreUtils capable of running on Windows, Redux, Fuchsia, and other platforms. CoreUtils is enabled by default in Ubuntu 25.10 and is used in the Aran OS and Apertise distributions. Unlike GNU CoreUtils, the Rust implementation is distributed under the permissive MIT license rather than the copyleft GPL. The same team of developers is also developing Rust-based equivalents of the util-linux, diffutils, findutils, procps, and ACL utility suites, as well as the sed and login programs. Apt 3.2.0 has been released, incorporating changes accumulated in the experimental 3.1 branch. The new release will soon be integrated into Debian's unstable and testing branches and will also be added to Ubuntu. Apt 3.2 will be included in the release of Debian 14. The Ubuntu 26.04 beta uses Apt 3.1.16, which is identical to 3.2.0 except for corrections to the translations of built-in hints and man pages. Matthew Kosarek has released version 0.9 of the Miracle-WM Compositing Manager, which uses the Wayland Protocol and Mir Compositing Manager components. Miracle-WM supports tiling windows similar to those in the i3 and Sway projects. Waybar can be used as a panel. The project's code is written in C++ and distributed under the GPLv3 license. The finished builds are available in the Snap format as well as RPM and Deb packages. Miracle-WM is intended to be useful for users who prefer a tiled layout but desire visual effects and a more vibrant graphical design with smooth transitions and colors. Configuration is defined in YAML format. The FreeBSD Foundation has launched a FreeBSD laptop testing project created as part of an initiative to improve laptop support and enhance the FreeBSD user experience. The project aims to gather information on FreeBSD compatibility with various hardware used in modern laptops, allowing for a realistic understanding of existing issues and identifying priority areas for improvement. The results of the testing will be published, allowing users to assess the level of support for specific laptop models in FreeBSD. Users are encouraged to generate and submit a FreeBSD compatibility report for their systems. A script and instructions are provided for creating the report, listing features to check when booting a FreeBSD device. The results should be submitted as a pull request to the project's GitHub repository. The first release of the Linux version of Little Snitch, a popular application firewall for macOS, has been released. Little Snitch provides a graphical interface for interactively monitoring application network activity and blocking unwanted network traffic. The Linux eBPF subsystem is used for traffic inspection and blocking. The eBPF programs load into the kernel, the function library, and the web interface, and are licensed under GPLv2. The background process is written in Rust and licensed under a proprietary license that allows redistribution and free use. The program includes a BPF handler loaded into the Linux kernel and the background process called Little Snitch. It is controlled via a web interface. The web interface can be used as a standalone web application. It runs on systems with Linux kernel 6.12 and later. SQLite 3.53, a lightweight database management system implemented as a pluggable library, has been released. SQLite 3.52 has been canceled. The SQLite code is distributed in the public domain, meaning it can be used without restriction and without charge for any purpose. A consortium created specifically for this purpose provides financial support for the SQLite developers. Deepin 25.1 has been released. It features the Deepin desktop environment along with approximately 40 other applications. The project has transformed into an international project. The distribution's repository contains over 8,000 packages and is licensed under the GPLv3 license. The bootable ISO images are available for AMD 64, ARM 64, RISC-V 64, and Loang Arch 64. Desktop components and applications are developed using C and C++ and Go. The graphical interface is built using the Qt library. A key feature of the Deepin desktop is the panel, which supports multiple operating modes. Classic mode more clearly separates open windows from suggested applications and displays the system tray. Performance mode is somewhat reminiscent of Unity, mixing indicators for running programs, favorite applications, and control applets. The application launcher interface offers two modes, browsing favorite applications and navigating the installed applications directory. Cage 0.3, a Wayland-based composite server designed to run standalone applications in kiosk mode, has been released. Cage's intended applications include home automation systems, demo stands, electronic signage, and self-service kiosks. The project code is written in C and is published under the MIT license. The Cage interface is limited to a single application. The user cannot exit this application or access the operating system. The screen is bound to a single output device, and all auxiliary dialogs are centered on the screen and cannot be moved or resized. Data can be inserted and retrieved via the clipboard. Applications are directly linked to the running graphical environment. After exiting the program, the composite server also terminates. David Amiel, France's Minister of Budget, Public Accounts, and Civil Administration, announced plans to migrate some computers in government agencies from Windows to Linux. The migration is part of an initiative to ensure digital sovereignty and reduce dependence on non-European tech companies. Amiel emphasized that the French government can no longer tolerate not having control over its data and digital infrastructure. The transition timeline and Linux distribution to be deployed have not yet been specified. Workstations and the Interministerial Directorate for Digitalization will be the first to migrate. Ministries have been instructed to prepare their own plans by autumn to reduce dependence on non-European technologies, covering workstations, collaborative development tools, antivirus software, AI systems, database management systems, virtualization platforms, and network equipment. Triskwell 12.0, a completely free Linux distribution based on Ubuntu 24.04 LTS, is now available. It's designed for small businesses, educational institutions, and home users. Triskwell has been personally endorsed by Richard Stallman, is officially recognized by the Free Software Foundation as completely free, and has been added to the Foundation's list of recommended distributions. Installation images are available for download with the Mate, Plasma, LXDE, and Sugar desktops, and a network boot built for the x86-64, PPC, C64EL, ARM64, and ARMHF architectures. Updates for the distribution will be released until April 2029. The distribution is notable for its exclusion of all non-free components, such as binary drivers, firmware, and graphical elements distributed under a non-free license or using registered trademarks. Despite the complete rejection of proprietary components, Triskwell is compatible with Java via OpenJDK and supports most audio and video formats, including playback of protected DVDs, while using only completely free implementations of these technologies. You've been listening to Full Circle Weekly News. For more details, see the next issue of the magazine at fullcirclemagazine.org or check the links in the show notes. You can contact me at bardenloss@pm.me. As usual, I'll be back next week.